There's a whole range of activities that take on a completely different dimension when implemented from the third eye. In many cases, this is linked to an expansion of perception. For example, in nature, keeping some awareness in the third eye immediately puts you in touch with a quality of superior softness. It also brings an intuition of the forces associated with trees and with plants in general. Here I'm not referring to some vague spiritual perception, but to extremely clear sensations. The qualities of plants become alive in your energy. Large trees, for example, bring a feeling of ancient wisdom and inspiration that broadens your mind. Flowers, such as roses, resonate with the heart center and awaken sophisticated movements of energy, a sheer delight. Through a systematic cultivation of third eye perception, these sensations become refined, and a fabulous world opens in front of you. A world where there are discoveries to be made in every leaf of every tree, in every insect, in every piece of rock. But you don't need to reach this refinement of perception in order to have profound experiences of communion with nature. Nature is the realm of life. The third eye is a key that opens your life force and makes it receptive to the harmony of nature. It gives you an intuitive knowing of all living things. This manifests in simple ways. You may walk past a plant, for example, and immediately feel that the plant is thirsty. A surprisingly tangible sensation of dryness passes through your energy. Water the plant, and the sensation of dryness is replaced by one of superior well-being. That is, plant well-being. What do I mean by plant well-being? A certain form of sensation that can't really be put into words because it transcends the range of experience of the ordinary mind, but which the third eye can make you experience in a perfectly tangible way. Remember, the purpose is not to make the cage more livable, but to get out of the cage. You could also take the example of a piano keyboard. The ordinary mind hardly covers an octave. Through the third eye, you activate notes beyond the octave of the mind. Another example is that of animals. Tuning into an animal from the third eye brings sensations that let you know what the animal feels. You can immediately sense when the animal is sick, for example. Again, this is very simple. Many people who deal with animals have intuitions of this kind. The difference is, they have no idea how the intuition takes place. Whereas by working on the third eye, you can engage a systematic cultivation of intuition and gradually refine it to superior levels of non-physical perception. Sensations stop being something purely individual and incommunicable. You become like a musical string that can resonate with the many harmonies of the creation. What's the first step towards this? Simply to keep some awareness between the eyebrows and make yourself receptive when surrounded by greenery. This shows the immense potential of third eye work to integrate a spiritual practice into your daily activities. Whenever a plant is around, there is an opportunity to practice. In all situations of life, the third eye offers ways of performing better, while at the same time cultivating your subtle bodies.